2014. It was put up for sale. And it's Detroit property. Well, they started different subdivisions around, you see. Well, most all these subdivisions started, they didn't want no color in. But Detroit owned it. You see, 800 acres. Mm-hmm. So they were afraid that there was going to, put some cheaper houses in there, for black people. You know, the black people was hollering for places to live too, you see. Well, how they got to it, it was city of Northville was trying to annex from, maybe you know this, from annex into the city from Haggerty Road to Beck Road across 8 Mile Road, you see. And they're coming back to 7 Mile, cross back, and back down here to Valencia, down Valencia, and on back through here to Curtis. Take Curtis through to Sheldon Road, you see. Then across Sheldon, take in King's Mill, you see, and get away from the institutions, you see. Well, that was really a funny one, though. But they were so afraid that of Mayberry, because the price was pretty cheap on it, and what they were asking. But the city of Northville wanted to buy 200 acres from them, Anna. Then they wanted the township to buy 200 more. That would make, take in the biggest part of the property there.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
And but I don't know, the township was part of the township was. It wasn't in the being annexed. They didn't like it, you see, because they were taking all the tax money, in these subdivisions that went in. King's Mill, Highland Lakes, and all that stuff, you see, they were taking it in. Leaving the township? They weren't leaving the township, only institutions and, very little tax. All the county property and the state property.
So what happened when Mayberry was shut down? Who bought it up?
Who bought it? State.
Oh, the state did.
So, yeah, they got the state to buy it.
They got the state to buy it.
What is it right now?
The park.
It's a park, but what kind of a park? You can't call it a park. Hmm. It's just like it was before. There's a few little things added to it. There's nothing to, you can go out there and, ride a horse or something to there, you got to pay for it. If you do everything, you got to pay for it. What I mean, unless it's, but they ain't got nothing in that park. Just a few goofy little things just to call it a park. But they will someday, no doubt, go farther. But I guess we how they, like the Lapham property and the other property up there, that was out here, I guess. It was private property they bought, but they had so much government property, you see. Like Lapham. So up there, what is it? They call it a park. Well, in back, Kathy Beck, in when this was all going on, they were this fish hatchery down here. You see, that's another deal. They got that. The fish hatchery was going to sell it, put it up for sale. You see, and they so the township and city was going to buy it together, you know, for part. They didn't want to, well, the city and the township, they were disagreeing over it, you see, this or that. And as far as the park is concerned, they got the park for nothing. And they got 42,000 dollars to improve it. You see, but I don't know if you know Miss Thompson. Don Thompson. He was a supervisor of the township for a while. Anyhow, they live out there. And he was on the school board recreation committee or something, had something to do with it. Well, so that old gravel pit up there, they were arguing about who's going to the township didn't want to go in with the city for it, you see, because it was in the township. All of the part of it, the biggest part of it was in the township. And that's one of the things that, you know, is kind of goofy. They needed a playground. As far as that's concerned, they didn't need playgrounds, but they didn't need it over there in their old gravel field, you see, you know. But because this year a haze that makes asphalt took a lot of gravel out and here, and, you know, it was no good for anything anyhow. But that's where they put a park over there. They call it the Lapham Park, you see.
And oh, that's out on
they kept it locked up
mile.
All the time. You see, it was never open. You couldn't go in there any time. And they had a big old wire fence around it there that where they used to keep their trucks, and that was the park in there. But down, they got argued about it. Even there, he didn't want it, you see.
You're talking about the fish hatchery park?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was too small. They claimed it was too small. Well, there was all the kids played here. Right up here, pretty near all the kids. The park was right back here. You see, I had this all cleaned up back here. But down here, you could go down here and count. Kids fishing and playing a lot.
In your property here?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Nice. Oh, because of your stream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see. And back in the back, they had a baseball back here and had a little mini track back there. Everything. You could, down here on this river, you could count on weekends, like a Saturday or a Sunday, you could down there, you could count 50 or 60 kids.
What's the name of this river here?
This is the Johnson Drain.
Johnson Drain.
Yeah,
oh, this is the Johnson Drain that goes into the Silver Spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see?
The well over there. Yeah.
So, okay. They were all, the difference between the township and the city on it was the township was over in, you know, on 6 Mile over there.
Yeah.
You see. Uh-huh. And their offices. Well, they used to share offices with those two before. But anyhow, Eden there, he didn't want the park. You see. Well, the township said it's too small. What? For a park. Mm-hmm. When it didn't have enough land. Well, mm-hmm. So, the Kousas had to buy some of that Sutton property that goes in there. See, it was just a lane going back in there, and they had to buy that for a road when they started their subdivision. And those people, they didn't want no park down back of their houses. See.
And yeah, Mr. Shelley, can I get your the correct spelling of your last name?
Yeah, S H E L L E Y.
And it's Norman.
But don't put it in that, because it ain't gonna fit very good.
Where?
You know, if you could pick up some things you want, okay. But I'm not in very good terms with the city of Northfield.
Oh, this has nothing to do with
either now.
This has nothing to do with the city. This is just so that when people want to know your opinions on things, because you've been a long time resident. This is all part of oral history.
Yeah, my opinion of it, I think it's just one of the prettiest areas around. I always have thought that, you see. You know, it's a place you always wanted to come back to, mm-hmm. you see, if you come out here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so, Kathy, I don't know, that park down there, that was kind of a mean deal, because they wanted the park, and they needed the park, as far as that's concerned, for playground. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because there wasn't no playgrounds around, you know. And Cass Benton out there, some in there, but, you know, not for small games and kids and like that. So, Bill Slager, he lived in Eden Dairy too, but he wanted the park, you see. And so they had a meeting, and the township wouldn't go along because it was too small. Okay. So they needed it, and I said, well, why not buy the tart? Had that, you know, where they put them houses down in there on the Eden Dairy Road, you see. Well, he had that property down there, you see, and he wanted to sell it. I said, well, if it's too small, why not buy that property from the tart and put it into it? Would give him much more of a park, you see, you know? Well,
people are funny.
A lot of politics. I was going to put $500 in that park, you see. And, but the point was, took him up. They all went for it, living in there. They went in there, they went for it, you see. And if the township, if they make it big enough, then there would be no argument. You stop the idea that between the two about it was too small. Well, they all promised to put in $100, people in Shadbrook and people in Eden Dairy, you know. And those that couldn't afford it, the rest of us would make it up, you see, to buy the property to make the park bigger, you see. Well, okay, they had a meeting, and it was okay to do that. Yeah. Well, 2 days later, after they got the people to say that they agreed to go in on it, and he turned around and says, we're going to get it for nothing, you see? And through the government. You see, well, that goofed the whole thing. Boy, they had a meeting right over here. Mrs. Scantlin was on the bill rate stuff. You see. Well, they all gathered, a whole bunch of them gathered over there. We're going to get it for nothing. Why? Bye bye. See, all backed out. They all backed out.
So that's why it's the size it is.
Huh?
That's why it's the size as it is.
Yeah, that's the reason why it's the size that it is. It could have been bigger.
Good story. Huh? It's a good memory. Thank you for sharing that with me. Can I get your address?
You can ask Bill Slager what happened, that he could tell you too. Because Bill, I kept, they all promised, which was because the park was right there in the two subdivisions, you see? But they didn't want to put no money in it. Boy, but that, well, the whole world, the whole stinking thing was, they had this annexation business on their minds, you see? You know, and that's what goofed it up.
And well, Mr. Shelley, I'm going to have to take off, but before I go, can I get your full address? Would you say it in here, full address?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 46261 Pickford.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can I have your date of birth? I know you're 89. You told me that.
Yeah. The date is January the 30th. Yeah.
1900?
No.
1899.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I was back in the last century. I was born there. I don't know if I'll make the next one or not, but, you know, it's, I've done pretty good. If I had lived my life for, oh, look at here, I'm